definitely human.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, the podcast for the pre-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And howdy, dude. I'm David Knight. And this week we're doing an extra large review of Nutter Butter.
Oh, yee-haw.
Yee-haw indeed.
When you say extra large, is it going to be longer than normal?
No. Oh, right, gosh, okay. No. It's extra large as in it's more personality, more humor, but it's all packed into the same
length. Excellent. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Because Nutter Butter is an American cookie.
It is, indeed.
America, home of the land, brave of the free. God bless America.
God bless America, the land of opportunity.
Yes.
Land of aspiration.
There's a kind of critique that's thrown at America that it doesn't have any culture, but I think it is the biggest export of culture, isn't it?
It's the fount of all culture, more or less.
Its culture has spread across the whole world. I would say if this was a game of civilization, America would be winning the culture victory.
Absolutely. American culture is almost like grass. You just get it everywhere.
Exactly. And we're all watching Friends, the exploits of the Friends, the superhero people in the movies, or as Americans would call it, franchises.
Franchises, yeah. I love to go to the old franchise house and watch the latest franchise.
Yeah, because they have different words for things, don't they? That's one of the fun things about America.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't say aluminium, they say aluminum.
Yes, yes.
They don't say courgette, they say green long boy.
Green long boys, yeah.
It's a land of variety and diversity. It's a melting pot. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, BYOB, and enjoy the party, you know? Yeah. Just on the issue of franchises, you seen any great IP recently?
Not recently. I do like modern IPs because you're getting something you're already familiar with, but it looks more expensive.
I'm a bit more classical guy, so I'd say probably be Citizen Kane.
Okay,
that's probably number one on my IP list.
That's kind of the IP for the intellectual, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That's you, isn't it? You're more of a sort of an intellectual type.
Definitely, and America has room for that. Mm. And I just hope that they're going to explore the expanded universe Citizen Kane.
Yeah, it hasn't quite taken off in the way that I thought it would.
They could do more around the young part, so you could have young Kane.
Young Kane, yeah.
You could go a bit zanier with that as well, because there's not a huge amount of jokes in Citizen Kane.
Which is a missed opportunity.
Exactly.
Because they are good with the zingers, aren't they?
Yeah, you're missing quite a large cohort. When you don't have the zingers and the one-liners. Mm. So hopefully Young Kane, whenever that comes out, that'll appeal to that cohort. But I'd just like to say also, just really happy to be here. In the land of the living.
In the land of the living?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes, because you died. Yes.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I should have asked. Here's me going on about how much I love America. Yeah. I should have asked, how are you since you died?
Yeah, good. So obviously the ambulance never came.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are no taxi firms in the area.
So I realize now.
Yeah, neither of us can drive, and you refused to carry me to the hospital.
I couldn't carry you. It's not that I refused.
You didn't even try.
No, but because I knew. I looked and thought, no, I don't think so.
Right. Well, fortunately, while I was, sinking into darkness on your floor, and I thought, this is it. This is the end. I'm fine. I've led a good life. I can be proud of everything I've achieved.
That's not... Okay. Yeah, that's not what I was hearing, but if that's how you felt internally.
What were you hearing? What was
just
saying?
A lot of, it wasn't like begging. It was like you were trying to make a deal.
Yeah.
Is what it kind of sounded like. It was like you were bargaining, but like you had something to offer.
Yeah. Well,
and some threatening, which I found really strange.
Well, I mean, I can give you the perspective on the other side. You only saw it from the mortal realm. So I can tell you what happened on the other side.
Okay, yeah.
Is that I got to a place. Was it heaven? Who can say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, okay, fine, I'm ready. I've done great works. I think I'm happy to just call it a day there.
Yeah.
And then a voice said to me, you've got to go back. And I was like, no, I don't want to go back. I'm done. I did a great job, you know, 10 out of 10.
So you got to the pearly gates, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't let you in is what you're saying.
Yeah, but for not like in a negative way.
You had your hands on the bars of the gate and you were kind of like rattling the gates. And like, let me in, I'm done.
I was saying that, yeah. But the answer came back, no, you're not done. You've got to go back.
Right.
There's more to do. And I said, I don't think that's very fair, because I don't think you're taking account of all the hard work I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I want to rest. And they said, sorry, you can't rest. You've done such great work, and we want you to keep on doing the great work.
And do you know what you have to do, or is that something that you need to discover?
Well, I think it's to kind of lead people through these reviews to help them achieve their best selves.
And you think you're the one to do that?
Hey, look, I don't think anything. All I can relay is the message that I would lay. Yeah. Again, not going to speculate who. But yeah, but afterwards, I did finally manage to get to hospital to check her. And this is kind of a miracle as well, that it turned out it wasn't a heart attack, which is incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
It did seem that way.
It did, didn't it?
That's what you kept saying it was that.
Exactly, yeah. So, and it was that. I know it was.
Right.
I've seen TV shows. I know what it's like when someone has a heart attack.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's just, yeah, really bad acid reflux. But isn't that incredible?
Isn't that...
Because if it had been a heart attack, I would have been dead. But clearly, someone,
yeah.
Not going to speculate, allegedly.
Right. Presumably an allegedly God.
God.
Yeah.
Took away my heart attack and just gave me really bad acid reflux so I could come back.
Okay. So you didn't have a heart attack at all, it was acid reflux the whole time, or you did have a heart attack and then God put his hand through time... And he took the heart attack away from time.
Yeah.
And he put an acid reflux there instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works in mysterious ways, doesn't he?
That's something that they say about him.
I mean, I don't understand why he had to substitute one for the other. He could have just taken it away. I didn't see why he had to put anything else in its place. But hey, he works in mysterious ways.
He works in mysterious ways.
Allegedly, presumably.
Yeah.
The doctors did say my high calorific diet might have had something to do with it. But I just told them God has a plan.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. What a tale.
So yeah, I'm feeling really good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I think perhaps last time perhaps that sense there was a bit of tension in me, that's all gone now. I feel clarity. Would I recommend it to other people? I wouldn't not recommend it.
Right.
Okay, but you know, I'm not going to recommend it either.
Yeah, sometimes, that's the saying, is that sometimes, you know, when God closes a door, die. I think it's the saying.
Yeah.
And then opportunities will arise.
Yeah, I'm feeling very clear. Perhaps before I get into my costume, perhaps we'll just talk about what you're wearing today. I wouldn't say it's clear if we're sticking on the clarity theme, but I'm interested and I'm excited. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, loving this attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I am dressed for America Day.
Hey, fantastic.
America, because this is America episode.
Yes.
We were doing Nutter Butters, which is an American cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And I love America, and I think America should have a day. And so I'm here to say, let's do it. And I've dressed in an outfit inspired by my favorite country, USA, aka America.
So this is kind of like a 4th of July sort of thing then?
No, it's the 28th of July today.
Yeah, I know that.
So that's what we'll say, I guess. It's like 28th of July, America Day.
Okay, but yeah. Or
like the whole of July, maybe.
But kind of like, you know, paying tribute to sort of 4th of July.
We're not going back in time. It's today.
Well, you're talking about America Day.
Yeah.
So we'll forget about 4th of July.
Why would we be talking about the 4th of July?
You know what? It's just not important. Okay. You know, let's not get hung up. Because that's the great thing about America, is about reinvention too.
Exactly.
You know, they're not wedded to any traditions, whether it's 4th of July or anything else. So you can just, you know, hey, you know what? From now on, 28th of July... America Day.
America. Love America.
Yeah.
As you can tell from my costume, I've tried to sort of incorporate all the things that I know about America into my costume.
If I had to use one word to describe it, abundance.
Yeah.
So you kind of got Mickey Mouse ears?
Yeah. What could be more American than the big cheese himself, Mr. Mouse of the Disney Corporation?
Exactly. The grandfather of Disney.
Grandfather of Disney.
Michael Mouse.
Michael
Mickey
Mouse.
Mickey to his friend.
Yeah.
And also...
And what does he say? Ho ho!
That's his catchphrase. You do hear people say that a lot. Yeah. I think people still say it in America to each other as well.
If I ever meet an American now, it's one of the first things I say, just to sort of ingratiate myself.
Do it again.
Ho-ho!
It's very, very good.
Thank you.
But also, it's kind of like the Mickey Mouse ears are perched on top of like a big Stetson. Like a big,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, what could be more American than cowboys?
Yeah.
Or women. Cow women.
Yeah. Cow people.
Cow people.
Who live among the cows.
Yeah.
Commune with the cows.
Yeah. Wear the cows as well, sometimes with the leather and stuff.
Let's look, I mean, just focus on those first two things. Mm-hmm. Bit of a change for you in the fact that they look really good. They look like authentic.
Why would that be a change?
Well, sometimes I know you kind of like to have a sort of a homemade DIY approach to your costumes.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
These look quite expensive.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think I would be doing America justice if I handcrafted these things. America is about buying stuff.
Yeah, it is.
That's
absolutely
one of the core tenets of America. Like, we buy stuff.
Okay.
Everything you see here, I paid dollars for.
Okay.
Well, I paid pounds for, but it's the exchange. So I've actually ended up spending a lot more than I thought I would.
How did you pay for it? Have you, like, taken out some credit or something?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, the money that we make from this show,
what?
It goes back into the show, doesn't it?
That's how it works. Right, okay. So, right.
And also, I've taken out a bit of credit.
I mean, like, can we put a dollar value on it? Like, $1,000?
Yeah, and the rest.
Oh, God. Yeah. Right, wow, okay.
USA! Yeah. USA! USA!
Well, you know, America, land built on hard work, opportunity, mm-hmm. and very large lines of credit.
Yeah, so I am embodying the spirit of America.
And kind of, is it like, you've got like an American football shoulder pads or
that's
something?
That's right. What could be more American than football?
Yeah, exactly,
Just lots of big guys, and they're like, I guess they're all women.
Yeah.
And they're kind of running into each other, and they're...
Yeah, just running into
each other. One of them has the ball, and they all really want the ball, so they sort of they go at each other, don't they?
Okay. Is it quite hot as well?
Oh, it's very hot. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, what could be more American? Yeah. It's a very hot place.
I guess if we were actually in America, we'd have air conditioning as well.
That's true. Yeah. Which is something we don't have here, unfortunately. Just another way that America is much better. Anytime I go into a supermarket, I'm like, this is bliss.
Yeah. Just stand in the chicken aisle for a while. Yeah. Well, my costume then. Mm-hmm. Obviously, many of the saints I have dressed up as / live my life according to their mm-hmm. teachings. Brown, kind of cassock, robe sort of thing.
Humble,
yeah. You can probably tell a bit of a difference.
Very big difference.
Very bright white.
Gleaming.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
So I guess you're not any kind of religious figure or
holy... Well, I'm not a saint.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can probably tell I've got a beard as well.
Yeah. Are you sort of like an outdoorsman, perhaps?
Yes, in a way. Spent some time in the desert.
Okay. Because I was going to say like a lumberjack or something, but the all white is kind of throwing me off.
No. Well, yeah, very, very American.
Mm-hmm.
I got the beard.
Yeah. And the long hair.
The hair was actually quite expensive. So this is extensions.
Right.
There's a problem with the order, though, because I was like... I want kind of like, you know, a wavy chestnut color.
Yeah.
Like a wavy sort of, you know, hair, like a sort of a chestnut brown color.
To match your eyes.
Yeah. But unfortunately, something had gone wrong in communication. All they had was this incredibly straight blonde hair.
Yeah.
So just imagine it's kind of chestnut brown and wavy and not just like very straight blonde.
Because it doesn't match the top bit, does it?
yeah. I spent so much on the extensions, I couldn't afford to get the top of my head dyed to match the extensions.
Yeah.
So if you just use your imagination, so I've got the beard, I've got the long hair, which is, air quotes, wavy, sort of chestnut brown. Got some very white teeth as well. So you've got the teeth whitening.
Yeah. Almost look like veneers or something.
No, it's actually paint. So it's very expensive. Dental surgery, expensive. So yeah, it's just a paint. But I think I can probably take that off quite easily. But I just wanted to embody this character.
Yeah, very American.
Yeah.
They have lovely teeth over there, don't they?
Yeah. Also got this nice expensive watch. I mean, it's not a real watch. Mm-hmm. It's a fake one, but it's, you know, it looks expensive.
It looks expensive, which is all that matters. I don't know. Are you like a celebrity of some kind?
Yes. Kind of the biggest celebrity, really.
The biggest celebrity.
So I'm not actually alive.
Oh.
The person is actually passed on, sadly.
R.I.P.
And died in 30 AD.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems like quite a long time ago.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But America isn't a particularly old country, is it? It's only been around for like, 20, 30 years or something.
My character does kind of predate America, but that's what makes him so interesting. He's still very much American. Should I tell you?
Yeah, please do.
I'm Jesus.
You're Jesus?
Yeah, I'm Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The big JC.
The big JC, yeah. So I've got some facts about Jesus. Born 4 BC in a manger, died 30 AD on a cross. Kind of strange how Jesus was born 4 years before he was actually born. And apparently it was just like some guy in 500 something was kind of redoing the calendar. It's like, we're going to set all the calendar around when Jesus was born. And that's year like one. And then everything after that is AD and everything before that is BC. But then some people looked at it and it's like, oh yeah, I think he was out by about 4 years. So, but then, but obviously it's a bit of a hassle to change all the calendars and the dates. They're like, let's just change when Jesus was born. So yeah, Jewish preacher, also had a second job as the son of God.
And a third job as a carpenter.
I don't know if he did much carpentry. Although, however, didn't really get going until he was 30 with his preaching in terms of like, you know, people following him and stuff. Okay. So he's kind of a bit of a late bloomer, like I think both of us will turn out to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, obviously Jesus, you know, well known for his teachings, things around charity, piety, humility, conservation, living in harmony.
Those things aren't necessarily things I would associate with America.
No, exactly. Yeah. So no. So so I'm actually kind of America Jesus.
Right.
Neo Jesus. So more about self-sufficiency, helping those who help themselves, and treating the world as a gift to us, which we can use in whatever manner we want, without guilt, or shame.
Okay.
You know, less about, you know, it's easier for a camel to pass through an eye of a needle than a rich man to get into heaven.
Yeah.
Less about that. More about, just go for it.
Yeah, because that quote, you know, it's not saying it's impossible, is it? It's saying it's very difficult.
It's very difficult, exactly. Yeah. Whereas the American mindset is very difficult, but just watch me.
You're saying, why me? I'm saying, try me.
Very good. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you know, old Jesus would be there saying, you probably couldn't get a camel through the eye of a needle.
Mm-hmm.
American Jesus is like, well, actually, I have this meat and bone grinding machine, which with my American ingenuity, we have, you know, manufactured incredible, you know, piece of, you know, engineering, which thanks to, you know, extensive lines of credit, we're able to fund.
Yep.
I'm going to feed this camel into the meat and bone machine, turn him into, you know, incredibly finely ground matter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put that through the eye of a needle and I've passed your test.
And that was the point of the test, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It wasn't like a rhetorical thing. It was like, if you can get that camel through the needle, you can go to heaven, rich man.
That's right. Yeah.
And an American Jesus is going to, he's going to take your test. He's going to shove it right up your ass.
Oh, wow.
He's, you know, it's muscular Christianity as well.
Yes.
As well,
like tough love.
Very good. That's a good one, tough love. But I just like to clarify, I don't think I'm actually Anne Jesus.
Okay. Yes.
So right. I'm just, this is a costume, a respectful costume. You know, paying tribute to American Jesus, Neo Jesus.
A lot of listeners will be relieved to hear that because sometimes the lines do become blurred, don't they?
Exactly, like you in the wolf costume.
Yeah. Was I me? Was I a wolf? I don't know. Yeah. You know, I always thought I was a vegetarian, but I ate a lot of, you know, raw red meat
day.
And made myself quite sick.
There have been a few instances of people saying, hey, I am Jesus, second coming. This one I like. He's Welshman, Rhys Evans, 1607 to 1660, who later renamed himself Arise Evans. It's kind of a pun.
Clever,
it's
clever,
isn't it? A Welsh prophet who traveled to London to spread his premonitions, but he was arrested and imprisoned at Newgate Prison for impersonating Christ. Another fella, Arnold Potter, a Latter-day Saint leader, claimed the spirit of Jesus entered his body and he became Potter Christ.
Love it.
But he died in an attempt to ascend into heaven by jumping off a cliff.
That'd do it, wouldn't it?
I gotta say, that's, you know, being like, I really believe this.
Am I
gonna test this by jumping off a cliff and getting to heaven?
Or everyone else is there, like, can't wait for you to do this. And just, it's just peer pressure.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Here I go.
Oh, I'm not sure. Actually, I think maybe the wind is going to perhaps.
Well, you know, if you say with Jesus.
I think so. God can overcome the wind, sir. Yeah. Potter Christ.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Here I go.
Okay.
Unless anyone wants to stop me. If anyone has. What was that? No, sorry, I thought you said something.
No, sorry, it's windy up here, isn't it? Yeah. Actually, I think maybe this is dangerous for everyone else. I think perhaps we should all go and come back another day because I don't want any of you guys falling off because you won't ascend to heaven. You'll plummet to your death.
It's you I'm worried about falling off the cliff and just sort of hurtling into the rocks below. It's you that I am concerned of that happening to.
That's great, jumping off a cliff out of embarrassment. It's too awkward to say, okay, look, this has gone too far. I'm backing out. I'm in over my head and just being like, well, here we go. No other option. Yeah. I'm certainly not going to admit I'm wrong. So you got another guy, Ernest Norman, 1904 to 1971, who's an American. American electrical engineer. He co-founded the Unarius Academy of Sciences and was allegedly Jesus in a past life. He also claimed to be the reincarnation of Confucius, Mona Lisa, Benjamin Franklin, Socrates, Queen Elizabeth I, and Tsar Peter the Great.
I mean, that is a very American thing to do, isn't it? It's like, why settle for Jesus?
Why would you say to be the reincarnation of Mona Lisa? What are you saying? Like, I'm reincarnation, I'm really good at sitting down.
Well, I assume it's just like all the stuff you like. I'm all of your faves. You an art guy? Yeah, I'm the Mona Lisa. You like philosophy? Confucius.
Yeah. aspirational as well. Mm. And also kind of the idea that, you know, in America, you can be anything you want to be.
Yes.
Including Mona Lisa and Confucius. Yeah. And then, and now this is a contemporary one, Alan John Miller, former Jehovah's Witness elder and current leader of the Australia-based Divine Truth Movement. He claims to be Jesus Christ reincarnated. His current partner, Mary Luck, identifies herself as the returned Mary Magdalene. There's a picture of him on Wikipedia, and he looks like he's off to some cheap provincial nightclub, which I think begs the question, what would the real Jesus wear if he was alive today?
That is such a good question. I think OG Jesus would be wearing basic ordinary clothes that wouldn't really stand out.
Yeah,
I think American Jesus, Neo Jesus, would be wearing clothes that kind of made you think of his old clothes from the desert.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It would kind of evoke that, but it would be made of the finest materials.
I got you, because when I went to America, it was maybe it's because I've just watched too many franchises and IPs. A lot of people just feel like they're playing a role.
Right.
It's like, you know, kind of, you know, you get on the train or something, and like the guy on the platform, he's like, he's really into being like the platform announcer guy. You know, he is defining the platform announcer role. So I feel like, if Jesus, he would very much play up to the idea of Jesus.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. He wouldn't be redefining it. He'd be like, this is the Jesus people know. That's the familiar IP. We're just going to update that. He'd probably still have like the sort of the robe thing, but I think, like you said, it'd be, I think maybe it might be like a high-tech material, something which, you know, breathable, also wicks away sweat as well. Perhaps it might be a little bit more contoured to the body.
Yes.
You know?
Would he wear sandals?
I think he'd perhaps wear like some really ugly Gucci trainers, which they, you know, and they are ugly, but you can tell they cost like a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, conspicuous consumption is the order of the day. Mm. I think he's probably got a bit of jewelry.
Yeah, a bit of bling.
I think he's perhaps wearing a necklace. Would Jesus wear a necklace with a cross on it?
That's a tricky one, isn't it? Because how does he feel about the cross? Now, when people think about the cross, Christians at least, it's a symbol of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
To Jesus, the man, it's the thing that he died horribly on.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, would he be like, cool? Or would he be like, bring back bad memories?
Yeah, could be a bit triggering.
It's a pretty bad way to go, crucifixion.
Yeah, not in my top 10. But hey, you know, who knows what's going to happen to me? Sometimes, you know, the people who speak the most truth, they get the worst punishment. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm feeling very American with these costumes that we've got on.
Heck yeah.
Is that like a genuine Civil War long coat you've got on over the top?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
What could be more American?
Where did you even get that from?
Then just on the internet.
Yeah, well, looking very expensive, which I like. Yes. I like. It's aspirational, exactly. Isn't it? It's aspirational.
Yeah. I mean, you look pretty expensive yourself.
Yeah, thanks. It's actually just, I just took my old outfits and just kind of bleached them.
Right.
But really bleached them white.
And you know what says big money to me?
What's that?
White.
Yes. If America's taught us anything, that white equals big money. Big money.
Big money.
Yeah. So yeah. White Jesus with the wavy brown hair and the white teeth. I feel like no one can question me.
Yeah.
American Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Well. Let's have a taste of America then, shall we?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Because that's actually what we're here to do, is to review biscuits.
Exactly. And America at large. So. Yeah, so this week we have the Nutter Butter, the peanut butter lover's cookie.
I don't think we've ever had a peanut butter cookie or biscuit before.
No, we haven't. And when I was researching these, the entry on Wikipedia said that they are America's number one peanut butter cookie. And it just kind of makes you realize, like, wow, they have like a whole segment of peanut butter cookies within the wider cookie market.
Because it's not the number one cookie, probably by a long stretch.
No.
And it's not the number one peanut butter confectionery, because obviously that's Reese's Pieces. Mm. But it is the number one peanut butter cookie product.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The packet is very small, though.
That is the biggest surprise so far.
Four cookies.
It feels very
American, actually. Yeah. Because A, it's small, mm-hmm. and America's not small. It's
very
big.
It's very big.
And also, four is not abundance. Four is, you know, it's not quite famine, but it's definitely not abundance.
Mm. But that's the thing about America. You know, it's always zagging when you zig, you know. You think you've got a handle on it, and then it's something else, you know.
And also just, you know, when life gives you lemons, making lemonade and selling a huge markup.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to take these four cookies and we're gonna make the most of it, you know, because we've got Jesus on our side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on your side.
Yeah. But you're not Jesus.
But no, sorry. Yeah, just to reiterate, I do not think I am actually Jesus.
Yeah.
Just dressing up and embodying his values and teachings.
And I'm dressed as, well, I'm not really dressed as anything. I'm just America.
You are just America, yeah, basically, yeah.
To celebrate America Day, which is today, 28th of July. Put it in your diary, folks.
So yeah, so a small package, rare packaging, very, very nice.
Well, there's some blue on there as well.
A little bit of blue, but only a little bit, because, you know, I feel about blue packaging. Biscuits, don't like it.
And there's some white as well.
Yeah.
So you've got all the main important colours there.
Yeah, red, blue and white. All the American mm-hmm. colours, mm-hmm. the American palette. So, yeah, from the Nabisco Corporation. We'll get into history in a little while. But, packaging, very American. The font, it has that kind of American font.
Yes.
There is a certain American font that exists. I'm certain of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's confident, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's confident and direct.
You know, that font is good enough to be like a franchise title, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
When the franchise comes on and the title, you're like, yeah.
You sat down in the local franchise house, title of the franchise you're watching comes up and it's in this font. You're like, yeah, I'm not watching. I'm watching.
Yeah,
and it also has some recycling guidance as well for the packaging, which is, I think, is, you know, showing America's evolving.
They recognize that it's important to look after the environment.
Well, actually, no, because it says multi-layer wrapper and coated paper tray, neither of which can be recycled, it says.
Oh, okay. So the recycling information is, no, it is not recyclable.
No, it's not. They recognize it, but they say, no, it's not recyclable. But it's okay because God and the land will provide.
Right.
All right, well, then I can open them up.
Yeah. I'm excited for a taste of America.
Okay.
And these are American cookies. We got them from America.
Yeah, these are not like a British version of an American cookie. These are genuine American cookies. They're fucking massive.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Having cast in aspersions over the size of this package, just opened it up, and the cookies are much bigger than I was expecting.
Oh, wow. See, this is typical British bias.
We
go in, we don't understand, and we expect the worst.
Exactly. And just think we're going to get disappointed. But no, America is provided, because Jesus and God has provided for America, and now it's provided for us.
These are big looking cookies.
Yeah.
And they're fun looking cookies.
They're fun. They look like a big peanut. So just to clarify, so these are a sandwich based cookie slash biscuit with two kind of wafer biscuity bits with like a peanut butter cream in the middle.
It looks like a peanut, like when you have a peanut in its shell.
Yeah.
That shape and also the texture on the biscuit.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's really fun. See, that's commitment.
Yeah.
A British biscuit would just have a picture of some peanuts. That would be it.
Exactly. Right? They're like, no, we're going to make the whole biscuit a peanut. God, so clever. Okay.
So are we just going to go?
I think so, yeah.
That was genuinely delicious. Mm. I really enjoyed that.
Me too.
Wow.
Okay, so yeah, bite into it. You definitely get the sweetness, but then there's definitely a saltiness to it as well, which I guess perhaps from the peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's finely balanced. The peanut butter, you're not like, okay, I'm just having a mouthful. It's not like the Nutella, where it's just like a delivery vessel for Nutella.
Yeah.
They're not doing that with the peanut butter. It's like, yep, here's a biscuit and here's some peanut butter and they're working well together.
You can't underestimate Americans, right? It's the same thing with the Oreo. You look at an Oreo and you're like, yeah, whatever. And then you taste it and it's like, this is so much more complex than you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
The peanut butter does such an excellent job of balancing out the sweetness, but it comes in waves. So you get the initial crunch, you get the sweetness. And my first thought when I bit down was, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But then the saltiness comes in and you're like, oh, we're fine.
I'm sure it's incredibly artificial because it's been manufactured by some of the world's finest biscuit cookie scientists.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't taste particularly artificial as well. I mean, it's not like a horrible saccharine sort of sweetness. I just feel incredibly jealous that America has a whole peanut butter cookie market while we have none.
Yeah, I don't see any peanut butter biscuits in the supermarkets, which is the only place to look for biscuits. If people are, you know, making peanut butter biscuits at home, I don't want to know about it.
No,
I don't care about homemade biscuits, okay? We're talking about store-bought biscuits.
Yeah.
I don't see any on the shelves. And that is, quite frankly, an atrocity because these are incredible.
Yeah, taste-wise, absolutely fantastic. I just took off the biscuit layer just to try the biscuit on its own.
Oh, good shout.
I like a sandwich biscuit you can deconstruct.
Mm.
I would happily eat that biscuit on its own without the peanut butter filling.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm going to try the peanut butter cream on its own.
Mm. Bad every time.
Okay. The peanut butter cream on its own is a bit much. Funnily enough, it's the biscuit which is balancing out the sweetness of the cream, not the other way around. Mm. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, wow. America's delivered.
Wow. What are some good American phrases? Hot dang.
Hot dang. Hot dang, diggity-do, daddy.
Wowza.
That's a dang good biscuit.
You know what I would call that?
What?
And I don't use this word lightly because no British person ever has.
Mm.
I'd call that awesome.
You call it awesome?
Awesome.
Yeah, I think maybe I'd call it awesome as well. Mm. It's just confidently brilliant.
Mm.
It's just suddenly working on you. And then you're like, holy shit, this is actually a lot of work, a lot of excellent. This is brilliantly executed.
Man, they got some good biscuit technology over there in the States.
Probably because it's so easy to get credit over there.
Yeah.
You can afford to, you know, buy the best biscuit scientists and the best biscuit machines and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. They must be putting a lot of, like, government spending into their food production.
Yeah. Whereas I imagine British biscuits are basically funded on the whims of some landed gentry,
yeah.
You know, and whether they want to spend money on biscuits or horses this year. And that's what exactly defines how good the biscuit is, you know. Okay. Wow. All
right. Oh, man.
Are you ready to score?
Woo! USA! USA! USA!
Yes, USA.
I am feeling pumped.
Yeah, me too. Wow.
What a wonderful start to America Day, which is today.
Today, the 28th of July, the day we celebrate America.
Yep. If you're celebrating along at home, I hope you've got your little flags to wave, American flags.
Yeah, perhaps put on your favorite American songs.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps later on this evening, you can watch a great franchise or some good IP.
Yeah. So many to choose from and fun for all the family.
Yeah, that's because, it's all about fun and entertainment and addressing as large a market as possible in order to maximize your potential revenue.
That's what fun's all about.
Abundance.
Abundance.
Yeah.
Abundance.
Abundance of everything. Okay, right. Score-wise, fuck it, 5.
Yeah! Woo! USA! USA! USA!
Yeah, baby! It's great. I got nothing bad to say about that.
5. Is this your first 5?
No.
No,
I think I've been a bit fast and loose with the 5s in the past. Yeah. I think maybe the Petit Beurre had a 5.
Okay. But I mean, still, this is still pretty exciting because a 5 is like as good as you can get.
Exactly, yeah.
You cannot get better than a 5.
That's a 5 with no caveats.
It is literally impossible to go higher than a 5.
There's no numbers above it.
But then it wouldn't be very American of me to just settle for the possible.
Oh my God, okay, yeah.
So I'm going 6.
USA! USA! USA!
Wow, okay, that's a
6
first.
6 out of 5 for the Nutter Butter. I love this biscuit.
You're a land breaker. You're setting out west. You're setting out for the promised land.
Yes, I'm a frontiersman.
Exactly. And it's like,
or woman.
Or woman, a frontiers person.
A frontiers person.
Yeah, just like the cow people. Yeah. Setting out into the great wide expanse of America to see what's possible.
Just the big, empty land of America. Opportunity awaits.
Opportunity awaits. Yeah. And he's found a 6.
And I found a 6.
Some people said it couldn't be done. He just did it.
And that's the American way.
Yeah, he just fed that camel paste through the eye of the needle.
Exactly. Dreams, what are dreams? Some people say nothing. Just made up fantasies in your brain that signify absolutely nothing at all. No. Dreams are what America is built on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A solid foundation. Wow, so that was an exuberant taste session. I'm feeling pumped. I'm feeling awesome.
Yeah.
I'm feeling successful.
Yes.
I feel like I'm realizing dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams have become a reality with America.
Yeah, I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you now, which you couldn't say before because it was, you know, you died. But now you've got all this, you know, opportunity.
Exactly.
And freedom.
Exactly. And I can go out and make what I want of myself. And if I want to be a leader for people, a spiritual guide.
Yeah.
Some would say prophet, perhaps.
Yeah. Prophet adjacent, because you know you're not actually Jesus.
Yeah.
But you're
sort of
doing it similar.
Yeah, yeah. So, exactly. It's almost like homage.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and I'm an homage to Jesus.
But obviously, for the listeners, you don't think you're Jesus.
No.
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 No. No. Just perhaps it's prophet with an F.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Like monetary value.
Yeah, good. That's good. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, before we get to the texture and dunkability, the history lesson, which is very un-American.
Because they don't have a history.
Well, yeah, yeah, exactly. Because it's always about today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is the better way to live.
Exactly. Yeah, don't look back. Don't reflect.
I mean, we have the opposite problem. We've got too much history. Look at us. Look how miserable everyone is.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Where do we start?
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
We've got too much baggage, because that's all history is. History is baggage. Yeah. Americans don't have that problem.
So, yeah, so just for the benefit of us and our unfortunate, we still have, you know, our British hang-ups. We're trying to cast them off. Maybe we'll achieve that by the end of this recording.
Hope so.
So, yeah, Nutter Butters, introduced in 1969 by the one of our favorites, the Nabisco Corporation, now a subsidiary of Mondelez. As I said, America's most popular peanut butter cookie, with 1 billion eaten every year.
That is a big number.
That's a big number.
That's a lot.
We don't really do billions so much in the UK.
To a British person, the idea of 1 billion is kind of disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, you never sell 1 billion of anything in the UK.
Yeah, if someone had 1 billion, you would think they were probably the worst person in the world.
Exactly, yeah. Except in America. If you amass a huge fortune, then good for you.
Yeah.
That's testament to your brilliance. And that's what I'm always preaching as Neo-Jesus. Mm-hmm. Just get what you can, brother.
Just keep building.
Yeah,
Getting bigger and bigger and bigger exponentially.
Yeah, and take as much as you can.
You can take it with you. That's another thing that they don't tell you, is you can take it with you.
Yeah.
So
make
sure you get it all.
Yeah, I found that on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of very affluent looking people. Probably Americans. Probably had their camel crushing machine.
Yeah.
So yeah, so the distinctive design, which we said we loved. The peanut design was thought to be created by William A. Turnier, who also reputed to be behind the Oreo design.
Really?
Yeah, so like the Da Vinci of cookies.
Wow. And how American as well to have a great figure who's sort of the architect of these things, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like lots of different people coming together, coming up with things. It's
great individuals.
One great individual came up with it.
Exactly. So Neo-Jesus is all about great individual excellence.
Yes.
But the Nabisco Corporation says there's no way of knowing who came up with the actual visual concept. But, you know, I say I've got no sympathy for Mr. William Turnier. We should have got some documentation.
Yeah, they're all about patents, aren't they?
So, you know, I help those who help themselves. William Turnier did not help himself by not getting some kind of protection or provenance for his design. So I take the side of the Nabisco Corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kudos to him for...
Maybe.
Presumably, for creating the design, but also...
You don't deserve anything because you can't prove it.
Yes. So both things can be true.
Them's the breaks. Is that an American thing?
That sounds pretty American, doesn't it?
So that's kind of the...
Because in Britain, we call them Mr. Stoppers, don't we?
Mr. Stoppers.
Instead of brakes, yeah.
Yeah, you always need to make sure the Mr. Stoppers on your car are working well. Because when we get slightly inclement weather, you want those Mr. Stoppers to be...
Exactly.
Doing the stopping.
And you have to say thank you, Mr. Stopper, when they work correctly as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, some people say it's like a nonsense kind of old wives' tale.
Or husband's tale.
Or husband's tale, yeah. Just an old person's tale.
Old person's tale.
But it's not. You've got to say thank you, Mr. Stopper.
But not in America. America, you just say, dem's the brakes.
Dem's the brakes.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's kind of history done.
Wait, what?
That was it. That was the history.
Okay. So that's all we need to know about the Nutter Butter.
Yeah, nothing else to say.
Mm.
You know what? All you need to know from just experiencing it and having that moment.
I like that, yeah.
Okay, so that's the history dealt with very quickly, very efficiently. Mm-hmm. And let's move on to texture and dunkability.
Lovely cup of tea.
Yeah, very un-American this.
That's right, they don't have tea in America, do they?
No, they threw it all away back in 17...
They didn't like it.
70-something. We don't like tea, we like coffee.
Mm.
And then they said, get out of here, tea.
Go on, tea.
Go on, pal.
No thanks.
No thanks. Not
Is that how they talk?
Yeah.
I do not like your tea, sir.
I want coffee. Unfortunately, we don't drink coffee in the UK, so...
No,
we don't drink tea.
Do you think it's nice?
From what I see online, on the internet, which is kind of basically America online... Coffee is you got to have it in the morning.
Got to have it in the morning.
You got to have it before you
do
anything.
Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
Exactly. Otherwise,
gotta have it.
I'm going to be grouchy.
Oh, boy.
And you don't want to see me when I'm grouchy.
Hmm.
So I'll give you a licking.
Licking.
A licking. I think that's an American thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a sign of affection?
No, I think it depends. It's perhaps context dependent.
Right.
That's the thing. American society is very... kind of the communication, there's a lot of subtleties to it.
Right.
It's similar to Japan. It's not just about what you say, it's about how you say it as well, you know.
Got you. That's very different to here in Britain, where it's very direct, isn't it?
It's very direct. And if someone says, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. it genuinely means they're very sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. If they say, how are you? They would like you to just tell them how you are in detail, please.
Yeah, exactly.
And if someone says, please come again, they mean that as well, don't they?
And if they say, oh, then that's not a problem.
Yeah.
It genuinely means it's not a problem. Yeah. It's really okay.
So shall we dunk our American cookies in our tea?
So yeah, unfortunately, we've only got one more each.
That is tragic.
See, texture-wise, I mean, it's got a good crunch to it. Kind of a crumbly crunch, bit of resistance.
I love it. Because oftentimes when you have a sandwich biscuit, there's crunch, but it's still a softer biscuit. Mm. It should be harder because there are two biscuits.
Yeah.
Should be double the crunch.
Yeah.
But it's not double the crunch.
This is double the crunch, I'd say.
This is double the crunch.
I'd say also with sandwich biscuits, sometimes the biscuit's too hard. So you bite it and the biscuit kind of just snaps.
Mm.
And then it's not really integrated with the cream.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this, it crunches and it crumbles into the cream and then become a perfect holy union. The Alpha and Omega.
I also love the peanut texture
yeah.
on the outer biscuit layers.
Yeah, I think it improves grippability as well.
Yeah.
If you were eating these in a wet environment,
mm-hmm.
you'd be able to hold on to this because you've got the grooves on the peanut to kind of...
Perfect for you, because I know how much you enjoy eating biscuits in the shower.
Absolutely, yeah, because wash yourself clean straight away after you've eaten. Okay, well, yeah, should we go for a dunk?
Let's go for a dunk.
This is basically America versus UK. Round two.
How did we do last time?
Again, I'm not up to the history because the history doesn't really matter.
Right.
History is however you interpret it.
And why were we fighting in the first place?
Because
France,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've been at war with them for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, sometimes France wins, sometimes we win.
Yeah.
It's kind of a back and forth. It's like a fun thing we do.
Yeah.
America... I don't know. Did we have a falling out at some point?
Maybe it was the tea thing. I think perhaps after they said, hit the bricks, tea.
Yeah.
We kept sending them tea.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got really annoyed.
Yep. Makes sense.
I think that was... I think it was something. It was a tea dispute anyway.
Fair enough. We are now dunking the cookie in the tea to test its dunking durability.
Well, boy howdy. I think it's a good dunker.
That is an awesome dunker.
It is an awesome dunker.
It really is. Because what it's done is it's transformed. Put it in the hot tea. Melts,
yeah, but still it's not kind of like, it hasn't gone sloppy,
it doesn't fall apart.
Yeah, exactly. It still retains, you know, some integrity, and also I think it brings out the peanut flavor more.
Yes, optimal dunking shape. There's no chance of the tea getting on your fingers.
Yeah, and again, you've got the grip texture of the peanut as well, so you're not going to drop your biscuit in there.
You know what it makes me think?
What?
It makes me think that it is designed for both dunk and crunch.
You can have it all.
You can have it all.
Which is the American dream.
Yeah. In one biscuit. It's not like, this one, I'll dunk this one. No, you can do it all in one biscuit.
Dunk one half, have the other half. You've got it all.
You've got it all.
Wow. Okay, shit. That's impressive. You know, for a biscuit from a non-dunking culture to dunk so well, it's just a testament to the engineering that's gone into this.
Because America is the land of opportunity. It's a land that is built by immigrants, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it is about multiculturalism, right? That's one of the most important things about that country.
Everyone standing hand in hand, singing in perfect harmony.
Exactly. And so what they've done is they've built a biscuit that works for people outside of America, for dunkers.
That's the thing. It's like the world has gone to America, big melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
They've brought their various, you know, things from their own places.
Yep.
Then it synthesizes it into this, which it could then export to the rest of the world. If it chose to, for some unbeknown reason, these are not widely available outside of America.
Or these are not widely available inside Britain, which is what I think is more likely.
You think it's an anti-British biscuit?
No, I think Britain is being snobbish and not letting them come in.
Really? Because we want to stick with Maryland cookies.
Yeah.
Abomination.
Well, think about it. Maryland cookies, right?
Yeah.
Made by the UK to simulate American biscuits. It's a psyop. They're making biscuits that we know are bad, and they're saying these are what American biscuits are like.
Aren't they horrible? Wouldn't you rather stick to your nice chocolate-covered digestive?
Yes, yeah.
With your horrible, milky, sugary chocolate and your nothing biscuit? Wouldn't you rather stick to those rather than have this filth that you get in America?
Yeah, wouldn't you rather have your faux rustic hobnob? You idiots.
Yeah. Come on, stick that down your gullet, you fucking peasant.
Yeah.
You know, that's the message.
You don't deserve nice things.
Yeah. Okay. Are you in a place to score it?
I am, and I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. It's got to be another fight.
Ah, USA! USA!
This has been the best America Day ever so far.
Yes, it is America Day. And you're giving it a 5.
5 out of 5 is the most American score.
Is this your first time giving 5 for texture?
Again, maybe the Petit Beurre has it. I can't really remember. It doesn't matter, though, because we don't care about history. We don't care about today and tomorrow.
It's been a long time since I've heard you be this positive about a cookie before. Yeah. A biscuit.
Well, you know, also, I did die a few weeks ago.
That's true.
So, yeah, I think I'm probably just high on life as well.
It's serendipity because, like, you're high on life, Americans are high on life, it's all coming together.
You're dressed as America's champion, you're high on life.
Yep.
Yeah, just we kind of addressed the top half, so just going down the outfit, cut off denim shorts.
Yes.
Brilliant.
What
move.
Could be more American than cut off denim shorts?
I know, exactly. They're cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in both ways, they look cool.
Yep.
They keep you cool.
They do, yeah.
They're practical, they're hard wearing,
mm-hmm.
and they're sexy as well.
Exactly, they're very sexy.
America
yeah.
is a sexy
America
country.
America is very. The American accent
yeah.
is a big turn on for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which one? Which part of
yeah,
America?
Yeah, the American accent.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah.
I love it, yeah. yeah. It's so cute the way they talk.
Yeah. And then on the feet, mm-hmm. is that a rollerblade?
Yes, it's a rollerblade. Wow. So that's not just for fashion, but also there's a utility to it. You get around faster.
You get around faster, you can do more.
Yeah. And on the back, spurs.
Spurs on his rollerblades. Yeah. That's cool. Very cow people.
Yeah. And obviously my underwear.
Yeah.
I'll just show you a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Red, white, and blue. What pattern's that?
Colgate toothpaste.
It's the American flag.
The American flag, yeah. Of course. Wow.
So I'm wearing American flag. Is that respectful?
Pants. Is that disrespectful?
That's respectful.
It's respectful.
They love that. Like, okay. If you look in America,
flags everywhere.
Everything's flagged.
Would any of them be upset about you having the American flag on your ass?
By which they mean
your bottom.
My
yeah.
bottom.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay. Cool.
My score is.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Now. You gave it a 5.
No way. Yeah.
So you gave it a 5.
I did,
which is the top score. You can't go higher than a 5.
Biggest number there is.
You right now are the biggest boy in the room with your big 5 score.
Yeah, big Jesus with the big 5s.
Who's coming in? Stomp, stomp, stomp. Biggest boy, man. Big man, David.
Big boy, man, David.
And he's got a big man voice. 6! Crowd goes wild. They can't believe it. They thought 5 was the biggest number.
No. This is America.
This is America.
We do 6s here.
We do 6s, and I am 6. That was perfect texture.
Yeah.
It's got that crunch and that hardness, which I appreciate, but put it in tea, it's perfect for my soft boy David over here as well.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like both of us...
Everyone's satisfied.
Both of us are being served by this biscuit.
That's a great thing, because America works for everyone.
Yeah. America has the best service in the world.
It is.
You go to America, they treat you like a god.
Yeah.
And you're just there to like buy a Coke.
I was going to say treat like a king, but I think as a general member of the public engaged in a transaction, you get treated better than King Charles gets treated in this country, and he's yeah. king. Wow. Okay. So this is, I just feel so full of optimism.
Optimism, joy, freedom.
Dreams.
God bless America.
God bless America.
And happy America Day.
Happy America. This is the best America Day I've yes. ever had. It's the first one I've ever had on the 28th of July.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's the first one. You know.
Yeah. So I went on Amazon.com to get some reviews.
.co.uk.
No, .com. They have Amazon in America.
.com.
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 Eh? .com. Yeah, it's very assertive, isn't it?
Yeah, just get straight to the point. Yeah. .co.uk.
You kind of apologize. Yeah. .uk as well. Yeah, this is UK.
.com.
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 I have noticed this from Amazon the UK, but Amazon the US has a little strap line, which is spend less, smile more.
Oh.
Yeah. Which
okay.
I feel is kind of un-American, because I think it should be spend more, smile more.
Spend more, smile more. We don't have a strap line in the UK.
I think it's just amazon.co.uk.
Exchange tokens representing value for our products, please.
But no, because we're on amazon.com.
.com.
Okay, so over 1,000 reviews. 1,107 reviews. Average review?
Wow.
4.6 out of 5.
Nice.
That is a big,
yes.
big there's a big boy numbers.
Yes.
So I'm actually going to start with a couple of UK reviews, though. So first up, we've got PB Wilson. Maybe it stands for Peanut Butter Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? 5 out of 5. Warning, dangerously addictive. I first ordered these biscuits out of curiosity. As a fan of NCIS, a US police person TV show.
Okay.
I was intrigued by McGee's, I'm guessing it's a character on this particular IP. Love of these biscuits. And when I found out they actually existed, I had to try them. At first bite, I was disappointed. They seemed quite dry and plain. Not the peanut-filled taste explosion I was expecting. But as I chewed, mm-hmm. I discovered mm-hmm. a glorious flavor development, so much more than the sum of the parts. In short, I am now addicted to a biscuit I have to get shipped across an ocean. Thanks, NCIS.
Well, thanks the advertising team that decided that a character in one of the American IPs
yeah.
would enjoy this particular brand.
Another UK one, Ghoster, mm-hmm. 5 out of 5. This review is 3 years after the previous review. Relevance be apparent now. Having seen it referred to on NCIS,
okay.
we tried it, and if you like peanut butter, you are likely to like these. So I don't know how much this is in this particular IP, but maybe Nutter Butters are in every episode of the IP.
Synergy. That's marketing, man.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
That's a great thing in America, kind of like advertising and entertainment and art are basically one and the same. US, obviously, loads of 5-star reviews.
It's
very positive. But I think maybe we've got a couple of undercover Brits abroad.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So,
yeah.
So this review is from the US, from Junie. 3 out of 5.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. The only issue is that it kind of tastes like it's been packaged on a plane truck. The Nutter Butter was okay and it came exactly as pictured. The only issue is that it kind of tastes like it's been packaged on a plane/truck and shipped to me. And I know that's what happened, but that doesn't mean I want to taste it. Nevertheless, I ate the whole thing because I sure as heck wasn't about to throw it out since it was my money that paid for it. That is a fake American review. That is definitely
that
a British
is
person.
Extremely British. When I was young, I would read books and get about 5 pages in and know that I hated the book, and I would finish that book.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just ingrained in you.
Exactly. So to believe that, okay, this isn't, I'm not particularly enjoying this, even though this is something I've engaged in for the purpose of enjoyment and pleasure. Mm. I'm not enjoying it. I'm not having pleasure, but I've got to see it through anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got another 3 stars here.
Another Brit, you mean?
Fred Smith. Yeah. Okay. Very American sounding name, I think. 3 out of 5. Review, just okay. Nothing special. That is a load of bull crap, my friend. Mm,
just okay, nothing special. Screams trying too hard, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Just a very obvious British review. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, very down. But not even like down, just like meh.
Yeah, it's when people say meh.
Yeah.
You know those are the most upset, agitated people you've ever met.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When they
say
meh.
I feel like when I read Fred Smith's review, even though there's only like 4 words in it, I can feel the baggage of 5,000 years of history.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you took away the troll reviews, it'd be a 5 out of 5 on Amazon. Maybe it'd be a 6 out of 5 as well.
That's what's dragging it down, is these heckin' troll Brits.
Mm. Still got a stinger in the baseball cap.
Yeah.
Obviously, it'd be in the bonnet, but I sounded too British.
No, that sounded better, yeah.
You got a sting boy in the baseball cap, you have, buddy, just because, you know, they wouldn't take your shit tea.
Yeah.
Should we just have a quick look at, see how Nutter Butter is doing online, on social media?
On social media, yeah, let's do it.
Okay. On the Nutter Butter Twitter page, America's number one peanut butter cookie spreading nuttiness since 1969, is their bio.
Spreading nuttiness.
Yeah, no, they just kind of, yeah, distillation of weirdo meme humor.
Oh, okay.
But fed through some kind of marketing machine to take any edge off it.
Actually, yeah, I know what you mean. That's a very American thing, isn't it? It's there's a sort of meme culture on social media that brands are very cleverly sort of getting on board with and using to market their products.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's always seamless.
Yeah, so he's got stuff like, it's peanut butter cookie day. The eternal slumber has commenced. And it's a picture saying, be quiet, they are sleeping, with like some weird sort of like meme sort of faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that's funny by association, isn't it? You're like, ah, that's kind of like this other thing, and
exactly.
That's why it's funny.
They're familiar, you know, that's the main thing.
Yeah,
it's comforting.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's comforting. Something I did enjoy was the jingle for Nutter Butters. So from the adverts they had in the 70s, the slogan was, have another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me that's not fun to say.
Have another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
There you go.
Oh, that is fun to say.
It is fun, isn't it?
And they'd say it in an American way.
Yeah,
it?
Have another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
Have another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
Have another Nutter
Butter. Have another Nutter
Butter
peanut
butter
sandwich
cookie.
There we go.
You
perfect.
Know, we got it.
I love it.
It's fun, isn't it?
Okay, so with all that in mind, have another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie? Have another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie. Sorry, that's just sort of lodged in my brain.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow around then, biscuitness.
Mm-hmm.
What is the biscuitness of the Nutter Butter? How does it fit into the archetypal, the platonic biscuit?
Well, now we're sort of at a crossroads, aren't we?
Mm.
Because this is America Day. and I am on such a high right now. I'm always really happy.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. But now I'm happy in a really extreme way.
Yeah.
Which is even better.
It's like you're exuding happiness. Yeah. It's not like a quiet internal contentment.
No.
It's a happiness that the whole world has to know about.
It's coming out of me. It's secreting from my pores, basically. Yeah. So I want to keep this going. Mm-hmm. I want to live the American way.
Yeah.
I kind of want to judge these not on biscuitness,
right,
but on cookiness.
Oh, okay.
That's how I feel. That's where I'm coming.
Okay, then.
From.
And what is cookiness? So we've established like biscuitness is about almost enjoyment, not enjoyment, but almost enjoyment, just to break up the routine and the drabness of an afternoon. That's what a biscuit is. Mm-hmm. What's a cookie?
Well, to understand what a cookie is, I would need to have quite a lot of very familial personal knowledge of America, and I feel that I do.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I would say a cookie has that similar thing of being very much a staple of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's as natural as anything else that you have in your home, like a fridge or a TV.
Two TVs, maybe.
Or two TVs, yeah. It's something you would expect to see, is what I'm getting at. So in that sense, they're kind of like a biscuit. You wouldn't be surprised to see these, would you?
What, in an American home?
In an American home, you're like,
I know, I'd expect a cupboard, a cookie cupboard.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not a treat.
Okay, right.
It's a thing that you always have.
And it's always there for you as well. Mm. It's always that option because abundance.
But it's always exciting to have it, which is where we diverge. Right,
right, okay.
This is kind of the breaking point.
Okay.
In Britain, a biscuit is not exciting. It's inevitable, but it's not exciting.
Right, okay, yeah.
And it's not meant to be. It's not designed to be.
Yeah.
If anything, they have a kind of muted feeling about them, don't they?
Yeah, like it's like wallpaper or something.
Yeah, exactly.
No one gets
yeah.
excited about wallpaper.
Even like the patterns they have on them is kind of meant to evoke that. A cookie is like, it's always fun. It's always exciting.
Yeah.
That's the key difference. And that's what I think Nutter Butter exemplifies, because it's peanut butter. Peanut butter is really fun.
Yeah.
You know, you put it in sandwiches with jam, or as they would call it, goo.
Yeah.
But not only that, it's in a biscuit that is shaped like a penis. It's
attacking all of your senses, you know?
It's not content to just be a taste experience.
It's immersive. Yeah, you've kind of nailed the biscuit cookie schism, which is biscuits, inevitable, not exciting. Cookies, the possibility of life. You know, what could we achieve if we really just removed our expectations and said, you know, this is the promised land, go forth and enjoy it.
I think before, previously to this, to America Day, when I imagined an American cookie, it was kind of like a Maryland cookie.
Yeah.
Which is what they wanted.
Exactly, yeah.
When I picture cookie now, I picture Nutter Butter. It's a six. Woo! USA! 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 It's a six, baby.
It's six.
That is cookie.
Okay, wow.
Why are we doing biscuitness? Let's never do biscuits again, and let's just review cookies. If they're like this, our lives are going to improve exponentially.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's like, as David, I give it a one.
What?
For biscuitness.
What?
If you had that with your tea break in an afternoon, that dominates your afternoon. You're talking about that for the rest of the day. You're remembering it. It's a moment, you know?
Right.
That's not what biscuits are about. They're meant to be anonymous almost, you know? The butler in the side of the room is not talking, you know, but observing everything.
I'm deflating now.
Wait.
You're really taking me down.
But wait.
What?
That was as David.
Which you are, David.
Well, as we know, I've had an experience.
Yeah, but you're still you.
Am I, though? Something this whole episode has made me realise is that perhaps this is more than a costume.
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Wait, hang on, because you are dressed as Jesus Christ.
No,
who many believe is quite a big deal.
We've
kind of said throughout, definitely not Jesus Christ,
okay,
just dressed as him.
But obviously there is the big JC.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's also American Jesus. There's Neo Jesus.
Okay.
I think this is me. I think this is what I've been sent back for.
Wait, okay.
I just want to say I'm not the second coming.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not the second coming.
Right.
What I am, it's kind of like a reboot of the original. Okay, so don't call it a sequel, it's a reboot. Okay,
right.
So I think maybe, just perhaps want to call me Reboot Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This cookie says abundance, it says opportunity, it says possibility, it says dreams, it says five out of five.
USA! USA! USA!
These are our highest scores.
Absolutely.
Ever. Yeah, we've done, what, like 50, 60 biscuits by now? As many biscuits as there are states in America.
Yeah.
And we have never given a score this high.
I wish I could go higher.
Not possible.
Is it though?
Is it though?
Maybe it is possible.
Well, I have gone higher, so it is possible. But I think it's right that you give it five because you're embodying Jesus.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm embodying America. And America's bigger than Jesus.
It is. America is bigger than Jesus, thanks to Jesus helping America be bigger than himself. Yeah.
If you think about it in sort of terms how Americans would say it, Jesus is like a subsidiary of America, isn't it?
Yeah, it's IP, isn't it? It's the extended universe.
It's the extended American universe.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Well, I think I do want to go higher with the scores, but we're not going to be able to do that here.
Okay.
We're going to have to go and get on the steerage class of a ship bound for the New World.
Do you think they'll like us there?
If we show that we can help ourselves,
yeah,
we shall do well.
The only thing is, America is pretty big.
It is,
isn't it? It's pretty big, and people talk in that sexy voice there. And
we'll get the sexy voice, don't you worry.
And they're all like much more beautiful than we are.
I know, but
their teeth—they have the perfect teeth.
Well, you know, I've got the good teeth.
You've got good
the
teeth,
hair. Yeah. We'll get the swat.
You,
the hair
you do
thing.
Have nice hair. I just worry that they'll see us like a couple of little, you know, silly Brits.
The land of possibility.
Yeah.
It's there to
give.
It's there to give.
Yeah.
And it's there for you to take, okay?
It's built on a good solid foundation of dreams. It's the land of opportunity.
Exactly.
God bless America. We can do anything if we believe.
Exactly. And I know how to get you in the American mindset.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I see where you're going with this.
On three?
On three.
One, two, three.
Have another butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Cookie Review Podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a moment to leave 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast platform of choice.
You can also support the International Worldwide Global Cookie Review Podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
I'm Neo Jesus, he's David Knight, and we'll be back next month to review macaroons. And remember, hope is not dead. Have a great month.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.